Namaste. You're listening to A Catalyst for your moments of mindfulness today. Hello, and welcome back to my podcast where I share everyday mindfulness stories, techniques, tips, tricks, and end every segment with a guided meditation to lead you back to your heart center. So thank you for being here today. And if you're new here, welcome. I look forward to guiding you closer to your heart center in this mini-sode. I'm back with yet another segment of the BOLO, Burnt Out and Laid Off series of my podcast, where I'm taking you through my journey of being exactly that. I want to take a moment to thank you all so much, those of you who have reached out to me with words of encouragement, support, and also sharing with me that a lot of what I'm sharing is resonating with you. So before we dive into another segment of this series, I encourage you to please hit that follow button, as that is the best way to get notified each time I produce and post a new minisode. If you are following me, you get notified each time I upload new content. If you're not, it's easy to miss it. And we don't want that happening. And also, if you've been enjoying the series so far, if you're new here, if you're an existing listener, please do rate this podcast 5 stars. Leave a comment if you will, because it really helps to get my podcast out to the more ears around the world, to more beautiful human beings who are seeking moments of mindfulness, moments of inspiration, calm, grounding energy in this time that we're living in. And it also affirms me and my purpose in sharing my voice. So thank you in advance to all of you for doing that, and also for being here with me today. If you're a regular listener of my podcast, you would know I have been a little AWOL for 2 weeks, and it's expected. And I'm giving myself grace, especially due to the severity and the life-changing nature of what it is that I'm moving through. Sometimes I really wonder, I'm like, am I trying to do the most in continuing to show up, continuing to create content, even while moving through something so monumental? And it was easy to check myself when I have those thoughts, because it's been, as much as I produce, work, achieve, create, I've learned to rest just as hard. And so that's what led me to taking 2 weeks off, because it really didn't feel right to show up when I wasn't my full self. I didn't have the extra energy to create because I wasn't filling up my own cup. And I mean, the title of the series is Burnt Out and Laid Off. So it's taken monumental moments to get to this point in my life. And it's going to take equally monumental moments of rest to undo it. And giving myself permission to slow down, seeking the support I need to slow down, taking all the necessary steps to slow down is what I've been focusing on lately. All that said, it still really does fill up my cup to sit in front of a microphone, because this is something that I truly love to do. Especially when I've flooded the pages of my journal, I've sat for hours on my mat, on my meditation cushion, I've borrowed the ears and shoulders of friends and family. Another thing that I love to do is just speak from my heart and share all of that with you. And I really appreciate the reciprocity in you tuning in and you following the podcast and you following me on social media at Catalyst by Kaylin, if you don't already, and also your positive comments, reviews. It really does lift me up, and it really does keep this little wheel that I'm spinning in, this little catalyst wheel of momentum, going. So thank you again for that. Now, in acknowledging that it's been 2 weeks since I shared a new segment, one of the main themes that arose for me lately has been, it's okay to let go. Now take a deep breath with me, inhaling the breath, exhaling the breath, feeling into the words that I just said, that it is okay to let go. Now take notice of your palms right now. What are you doing with your hands? Are you holding something? Are you clinging to something? Are your fists opened or closed? Just take notice of your hands in this position. And if you notice your fists clenched, or your hands are made into really tight fists, I invite you to release that tension. Allow your palms to float to a surface, to the tops of your knees. Just relax them for just a moment and notice the different sensation within your palms. And if your palms are already open, rested, relaxed, feel into this. Or maybe even do the opposite by clenching your fist and feeling the tension that comes with that. This simple motion of clenching, tightening the fists, creating resistance, and also letting go, releasing, opening up the fists, opening up the hands, curling the fingers, allowing them to relax. This is how we move through life. Either one of these in any given moment is the way we are choosing to engage with our life. Either our hands are tightly closed, blocking our blessings, or they're open to receive. And notice the feeling of calm that comes when you release that tension. There may be some feelings of uncertainty, of fear that arise, but that's not from lack of, and we'll get into this more, but I want you to know that that fear and uncertainty that arises when we are choosing differently for ourselves, that's not because we're not capable. It's simply because we are stepping into the unknown. More often than not, we are well equipped to deal with that unknown, to face that unknown. However, we've got to move through it. We've got to feel through it. We've got to stay steadfast in our decision and hold true to ourselves when we make these types of transitions. This idea of embodying, knowing, acknowledging that it's okay to let go is so translatable. It's the way we move through life. It's the way we navigate any transition. It's the way that we welcome any new opportunity. So as we flow through this mini-sode, I invite you to consider an area of your life where you are resisting change, or you are resisting movement, or you are just resisting, or you just have this energy of resistance around you, period. What is it that you're resisting in your life right now? Now, whatever it may be, there might be a multitude of factors as to why you're feeling this resistance. It could be because it's totally new to you. Perhaps you are not being supported in this new direction of your life. Perhaps you're feeling alone. Maybe you're feeling as though there's too much on your plate, and this is causing you to almost be paralyzed in a sense and delay taking action. This is a form of resistance as well. Or maybe you're just plainly burnt out. There's no more left in you to give, and this is the creating the resistance towards everything you have going on. I invite you to consider any other possibilities as to why you're feeling this resistance in your life. Now, you should already feel a shift within you by sitting with this feeling and acknowledging the root of what is making you feel this way. It's impossible to change anything without realizing it first, without first acknowledging, coming to terms with this is a thing that exists in my life. And kudos to you, because acknowledging that we have resistance towards something is actually a huge step, especially if we're used to being perfectionists, used to having control over everything. Sometimes feeling resistance can feel like things are spiraling out of control. Now, regardless of wherever your resistance is stemming from, with a simple rearranging of priorities and setting boundaries in your life, this resistance can begin to melt away. Because through these actions, through taking any action to address this resistance, slowly these walls begin to melt away, because you are now acknowledging your needs. We've already acknowledged where we're feeling resistance. Now, if we begin to take steps to melt this resistance away, our body responds to that. Our nervous system responds to that, because we are taking matters into our own hands. We are beginning to look out for ourselves. For example, for me, I gave the example of resistance forming due to burnout. And so one of the action steps that I took to address this resistance was seeking help. And I mentioned this in the last segment of the BOLO series, where I sought out guidance from different mentors and coaches that I need in my corner right now, because I realized that it was making me even more stressed having to figure things out by myself. Having to heal my gut, regulate my nervous system, and get myself back to optimal health, as well as seeking the next steps in my career, as well as, and the list goes on. So by taking the step, by realizing, I can use some help in these areas of my life, slowly that resistance began to melt away, because I acknowledged the fact that it was too much for me. I acknowledged the areas that I needed help. And before I even met with a mentor or guide or coach, I already felt that resistance begin to melt away because I signaled to my body, hey, it's okay, and we're getting the help that we need. This can also look like having a difficult conversation, setting a boundary and communicating that boundary with the people who are involved. Maybe it's even blocking out a day in your calendar where you are not going to be reachable by phone, going and communing in nature instead, allowing your nervous system to hit the reset button, or hitting or turning D&D on your phone an hour earlier at night so that you can have an extra hour of undeserved, uninterrupted time to just be with yourself, read your favorite book, run a bubble bath, practice some yin yoga before going to sleep, practice some deep breaths before going to sleep. Believe it or not, it's hard to notice it in the moment when we are so caught up in our own stories, getting wrapped up in it, deeper and deeper and deeper into a resistance. But there are actually so many tangible ways that you can begin to melt this resistance away by just sitting with it for a little bit, acknowledging that it's there and realizing that it is within your power to make the change. And I'm speaking from experience because I'm moving through that exactly right now. And by taking these small steps and even taking 2 weeks away from my podcast to be with my own energy, I felt that resistance visibly melt away. It's not all gone, but I am signaling to my body that, hey, I do recognize when I need to take a break. And I do take the break when I recognize it now. I hope this exercise of identifying your resistance, at least one area where you're feeling resistance, starting to narrow in on some of the causes for this resistance, and perhaps you're already percolating on some ways that you may begin to melt this resistance away. And I invite you to sit with this three-part exercise where you identify the resistance as well as the root causes and action steps that you can take to melt the resistance away for as long as you need to. Meditate on it, journal about it. Talk to a friend about it. And remember that is always within your power to make the change. I invite you now to take a moment of mindfulness with me and tune in to your body. And we do so by tuning in to our breath. Deeply inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Once more, inhaling through the nose, filling up the belly, filling up the chest, feeling your body expand before exhaling completely, releasing the breath from every part of your body. And taking one more full, deep breath at your own pace to allow yourself to fully let go, release, relax into this present moment where you are safe. Breathing into your body here, regulating your breath, slowing down the thoughts, feeling safe in your body, sending signals to your nervous system that you trust yourself, you are present with yourself, you are aware of yourself. Inviting guidance in the form of your intuition. And being open to the possibilities within your own life. In this feeling of security, safety, trust, it is okay to let go. It is okay to set boundaries. It is okay to ask for help. It is okay to change your mind. It is okay to do what is best for you, because you know yourself best. as you move through your week, I encourage you to hold this feeling of security, safety, and trust with you in your heart center, because these feelings exist within you. They're all around you. Tap into this frequency that you are guided and you are safe, and know that it is okay to let go in whatever capacity you can to allow yourself to thrive, to give yourself the permission and the space to be at ease. Because again, no one knows you like you know you. I hope this mini-sode inspires you to create space in your life and to let go in the ways that you need to. Once again, if you enjoyed this segment, I encourage you to share this mini-sode with your loved ones, leave a 5-star review, a comment, and of course, I'll see you in the next one. Thank you for tuning in with me today. Namaste.